Welcome to Hippie Critical.
Manifestation.
Raves and transformational festivals.
Sound healing.
Tantra is about being embodied.
To go completely barefoot.
Someone that tries every single sort of hippie practice.
Very subjective experiences.
Skepticism is totally healthy.
From the counterculture to the common culture. The story of Hippie Critical. Why am I doing this project? Why is it called Hippie Critical? Such a weird name. I found that I was being a big hypocrite about a class of topics that I myself labeled as quote-unquote hippie. Why is this so hypocritical is that I consider myself to be open-minded and curious. A lot of the types of articles that I write, it's because I want to spread this philosophy that, you know, you might be wrong, you should have an open mind to new ideas, and to not judge other people so quickly. I found that I was myself very judgmental of hippie things like Reiki and astrology and healing crystals. Every time that I would talk to a spiritual person, I would automatically label it in my head as woo-woo or hippie. It took a few moments to realize this. Hippie is an extremely relative word, and whereas I thought of other people as hippie, actually, people within my own friend circles considered me to be the hippie in the group, which is, you know, just fascinating because I would talk about certain things like psychedelics or that time I went to flotation tank therapy, and they would look at me like, wow, you're always doing stuff that's so like alternative, so like it's kind of weird, you know, and sometimes I get strange looks. So from that angle, I myself am a hippie, and I've been judging other hippies. It's rather fascinating because the many guests that I bring onto this podcast, I don't know if they're aware of it. I send them this Google Doc that kind of explains what I'm up to. I'm pretty much interviewing them because I think they're hippies, and maybe like 8 out of 10 times when I ask the question, when you think of hippie, what comes to mind? They don't like the word. They're like, oh, hippies are like dirty and like homeless or irresponsible, smoke weed. But that's not what I was thinking of when I was thinking of the label hippie. I thought it was because they were doing so many alternative practices that I didn't know about and I thought was woo-woo. So those are some inspirations for the name Hippie Critical. The other half of that name is realizing that I didn't so much as even bother to Google these terms. Like I mentioned Reiki earlier, I learned that it comes from a long Japanese history. Tarot cards, when I finally Googled it a little bit, found out that it actually started off as just normal playing cards, and it became more of a life reading type of thing later on. So the critical part of Hippie Critical is to look at each one of these hippie topics with a critical eye, really putting on a beginner's mind of what is going on with this thing, what are the basics, what should I know, who can I talk to, who lives in this world and practices these things. That's what I now mean when I say hippie critical. This podcast will be a series of monologues where I explore certain topics. It's also going to include interviews with alternative practitioners and healers, people who actually know what they're talking about and do the thing that I'm judging. And time provided, I'm actually also going to try these things for myself. I'm gonna take some classes, go find events on Facebook and Eventbrite and see what all this is all about. I live in the perfect, perfect city for all of this, Los Angeles, where it's probably the best place to be if you are an alternative practitioner or healer. When I first set out on this project, I thought it was really only going to be like just that handful of 7 or 8 topics that I found to be hippie. So I started off with things like, you know, ayahuasca, LSD, and I started generating, now it's over 50 topics. It includes palm reading, Mayan reading, tarot cards, energy crystals, Burning Man, gurus, shaman, so on and so forth. There's so many topics that I am kind of lazily applying the label of hippie to, but as I was doing this exercise and trying to categorize these things, you know, some of them were the category of medicine, another was a category of therapy. After generating so many of these topics, I started to develop another definition of hippies and starting to appreciate hippies a lot more. There is such a strong streak of self-reliance through hippie culture. I mean, they started off by being very counterculture and fuck the system. And we're not going to take anyone's words at face value and actually going to look into it, especially the government. So I've started to develop this view that there's a wide spectrum of what I consider hippie. And on that spectrum, there's a healthy part and a potentially unhealthy part. The really healthy part would be looking at things with a critical eye, questioning things. Why aren't there cheaper or more natural alternatives, for example, to, let's say, healing or medicine or any problems that we might have? That's the good part. And then on the very far end, it might be like total distrust of institutions. And that's not great either, because then you might end up with anti-vaxxers. And now we have measles and mumps come back after they've been eradicated. Taking stock of this large spectrum, this colorful rainbow spectrum of hippie things, it really dawned on me that the first hippies were really iconoclasts. They were really seeking to do things a different way or explore how things can be done in a different way. And that actually completely lines up with what I'm into, which falls into the camp of life hacking. You know, if things are done one way, why can't we explore another way to do it? Maybe there's a faster, cheaper, just better way, whether it is healing from emotional trauma or becoming more flexible or having an amazing spiritual experience that may or may not require religion. So that is a lot of my background in terms of why I started Hippiecritical and why I'm so excited to develop this content, develop these monologues, develop these interviews, get guests on the show. So if you know someone who has a niche interest and expertise in a hippie topic, a spiritual topic, alternative medicine, alternative practices, alternative healing, hit me up. I want to get people talking, and I see the possibility of this project as a community project, really, because the people that I consider hippies, they're in my community, and the greater community can benefit from some of this knowledge. And I think the possibility is definitely rooted in curiosity, open-mindedness, and community. And that's what I would love to spread to the world in my own small and personal way through this podcast. Thanks for listening, and many more to come.
Thank you for listening to Hippiecritical. There's no higher honor you could pay us than to recommend us to a friend. Now think of your most skeptical friend who could find a lot of entertainment and value in this podcast or this episode. You could also check us out at hippiecritical.org. That's hippiecritical.org. Thank you for your presence.